You know, whoever's most intentional with your kids is going to win the day with your kids. That's a fact. Let me say it again. Whoever is most intentional with your kids or your grandkids is going to win the day with those kids. It's either going to be your kids learning to be intentional for themselves, for their life, for their future, or what's going to happen is the world is going to roll over them and they're going to be much more intentional and have great influence with your kids and grandkids. Give us a call if you'd like to join in our discussion today. I'd really like to talk a little bit about this topic of intentionality with your kids and your grandkids, what you're learning, what God is teaching you, what is it that's made a difference in your life of your kids, what is one thing that you're doing, or maybe something that you share from your own family growing up about being intentional. Listen, here's a fact. I want to say it again here at Intentional Living. We believe this in the world in which we're living today. Whoever is most intentional will win the day with your kids. It's either TikTok, the neighbors, their friends, social media, the influence of the world, all of the issues that young people are facing today, or we're going to teach our young people, and that means you and me, parents and grandparents. We're going to be teaching, loving, instructing our kids and grandkids about what does it mean to be intentional. I'm going to talk about how you do that in just a little bit. There's four things you need to do, four things to help teach your kids to be intentional. But if you'd like to join in with really, we got folks who want to join, already have ready to go, but we'd love to have you join in as well. And really, just tell us what is it that you either learned in your home that helped you become more intentional in your life, or something that you're doing to be intentional in raising your kids to become responsible adults. I have a whole study on this topic. It's a powerful topic, important topic. Randy Carlson here. This is Intentional Living. And we're ready to go. Alex is on the board, and our producer, Steven's ready to take your calls live today. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's get started. Lorraine wants to join in from Washington.
Hi, my name is Lorraine. I was raised in a very Christian home. My extended family was very Christian, very traditional. Whenever my parents separated, it was a pretty messy separation. I essentially was very angry at God, and I couldn't believe how he allowed this to happen. And our family just kind of fell apart, and I went into lots of drugs and drinking, promiscuous sex, lots of self-destructive behavior. Even through my worst moments, my dad prayed for me. He listened to me without judgment. He let me know that even if I was in a bad situation that I put myself in, he would be there to help me get out, you know, and he still gave me consequences, you know. He wasn't as free with his money for me, which was good. And just recently, in fact, right after I had my daughter, I got back into the church and I started praying again because I finally realized that all of the other things I was trying to combat, my anxiety and depression and make amends with my past, weren't working at all. And I finally realized that only God can work in my life and make a difference, a lasting difference.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lorraine, from Washington. Bottomed out. And what she shared is that her dad kept praying for her. Which, by the way, is on my list of these five things that we need to do to be intentional in raising our kids and grandkids. Praying for them. Dad prayed. And we believe in the power of prayer. We've seen the evidence of the power of prayer. I know as a parent and as a grandparent, we live in very difficult times. Those of us who've been around a little bit, maybe raising our children who are now adults in a different period of time, face challenges for sure, but they're different today. And I recognize that in the work we do with parents around the country. And some of the challenges you as a young mom or dad face today, is they're real. And now more than ever, listen, I believe this, whoever's going to be most intentional is going to win the day with your kids. And we don't want you to lose your kids. We don't want to lose this generation. We're just one generation from losing all that God has, I believe, for our families in this legacy from generation to generation. So learning to be intentional in our own life, and the first step in Being an intentional parent or grandparent is to demonstrate it ourselves, to live it ourselves, to be real ourselves, to show our kids and grandkids what does it mean to make godly decisions, to pray about things, to follow through intentionally, to be honest, to do the things that you and I know as parents and grandparents will make a difference for our kids. We're demonstrating it by living it. Now, does that mean our kids are going to pick it up and do it in the next generation? Not necessarily. I know a lot of great parents and grandparents who would say, hey, we lost the next generation when it comes to the things that matter most, their faith and following Christ. Because young people, of course, we all make our own individual decisions. But if we're not demonstrating it, we're not living it. Because remember, kids catch more by observing than they do by hearing. Words go in one ear and out the other, but they see our lives. They see how we live. They see how we interact. They see what's important. So join in the discussion today a little bit along the line of what have you learned maybe from your parents or grandparents, or what are you passing on to your kids? You can join us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Let's go to Sharon in Arizona with a comment today. Sharon, go right ahead.
My one thing is I have four adult children, the youngest being twins who are 18. And after listening to your show, I'm going to pick a scripture that pertains to each child individually, so a separate one for each one, and pray that scripture for 30 days for each child. I haven't prayed a scripture over each one of them like I'm planning to do for these 30 days after listening to your show. I was preparing for the day, and I put your show on, and I thought, what could I do differently? And this is what I'm going to do. I love your show, and you give us ideas and put thoughts in our heads that we don't typically have, and I've listened forever.
Well, we've been here, it seems like, forever. So good. That's fantastic. All right, let me go to the phone lines. We got Benna on the line in Kansas. Hi, Benna. How you doing today?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Terrific. Appreciate your call. What did your mom pass along to you, Benna?
Well, I grew up in a very small town in Kansas, and she taught me to the part of respecting others is to speak to everyone. You know, walking down the street in a small town, you see. Mm-hmm. So speak to them, look at them, smile at them. And I think the kids today are missing that because they got their faces in their phones and their iPads. And we've all been so afraid to be around people with COVID coming into the picture. So teach your kids to look at people, get to know them, smile, give somebody a smile and a hi, how are you?
Mm. Yeah, I think there's no question about it. The last 3 years, it's really done damage when it comes to being locked down, not communicating. And of course, as we've seen the increase in technology, social contacts, people trying to impress other people online, and young people are caught up in this, it can really damage what should be normal relationships, normal communication. So it's a great reminder. Learn, teach your kids to look into the eyes of adults, respond with respect. These are important things when you see kids today. Not always. We got some great young people, by the way. I get a chance to be around some great young people. Very gifted, very talented, very articulate, do beautiful when it comes to interaction with adults. But I think they learn that in their homes. They learn to communicate. And so teaching your kids is an important thing, for sure. All right, let me go to Dennis, who's on the line in Arizona. You can join in. What did you learn from your parents, your grandparents? What are you passing along to help your kids grow up to be responsible, godly adults today? 888-888-1717. Dennis, how you doing, my friend?
Good. Hey, Doctor, I totally agree with you. I grew up in a military family. There's no, Christian or church upbringing in it, but, they taught me manners and everything. But I'm in law enforcement, but what I see now, I have four children and ten grandchildren, is that, not only do we have to be Christ in the family, and there's got to be Christ in the headship or whoever it is, but I trying to help raise my kids because my grandkids don't have a father in their life. But, you know, you nailed it from the very beginning. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have any common sense. If you let the outside world, and the outside world right now is technology with these cell phones, like you said, TikTok and all these other things, when they don't have the attention of their parents and the parents don't take their time to sit with their children and listen to children, instill mm-hmm. in their children what they should be like and in a mannerism and that God would want us to be is, you know, that being their guardian, like their parent, like God's our parent when we're with him. But the fact is that we need to send ground rules, just like I call my daughter every day, hey, you check their phones, have you locked down their things and all this stuff, because a lot of these people, I run into young people all the time in law enforcement. I love talking to them. And that's all they talk about. Their pins on TikTok and this guy. Because I said, what about your parents? Don't they ever sit down? Oh, they don't have time for me. So I just rely on my friends and on the social media and everything. But if you know, I don't want to go too much longer. But the fact is, look at the suicide rate. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. On social media, because these people get on there that don't know you, you know, they could be lying about their background and they belittle you, bully you and everything. And then you get in a deep depression. And then by then, you know, parents try to get in, but it might be too late. But the fact is, we as parents and as a society and number one, being try to be a Christian family, need to nip it in the bud. We need to have family time. We need to have Bible time. We need to sit down with our kids, whether it's a half hour, hour, if we can, every day. What'd you do in school? Do you have any problems? What can I do for you? What am I not doing for you? You know, and get that intertwined like we do with our father every day. Get that intertwined and do that with them every day. And I'll guarantee you, like you said, I do want run into a lot of beautiful young people. Mm-hmm. I love enjoying them because the young can teach the old as well as the old teaching the young.
Absolutely. Amen.
And the fact is, if we do that, if we could start doing that, you know, in our families, it starts the family, like you said, sit down with them. I know we're all busy and it's a fast-paced world and we're in dark times, but you got to make time.
That's right.
Okay, you got to make time. And that's Amen. The way it is. We got to make time with them. We got to make time with God in our lives and in our family, and that if you don't do it, then you suffer the consequences.
You sure do. Hey, Dennis, thank you, my friend. Appreciate your call. Thank you for your work in law enforcement. We pray for all the men and women in law enforcement. Very difficult time for you all, but thank you for your service. And listen, you tuned in. You're driving. You're listening. You're online somewhere in the world. You're listening to the podcast, the radio program, and you hear us talk about spending time together, praying with our kids, having an opportunity to talk about right and wrong, helping our kids learn to communicate. These are not the things that you're hearing in the media today. These are not the things that we're being taught. It's a mystery to me. Why as a society, when we see everything that's going on in our culture today, that we're not paying attention to the fact we've got to reach this next generation? Whoever's most intentional with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids on that team that you coach or in your Sunday school class, whoever's most intentional, either themselves learning to be intentional or the world, which is very intentional, is going to win the day and maybe win a life. And so we get an opportunity to help not only be intentional ourselves, come on, parents and grandparents, but we need to be passing it on to helping our kids and our grandkids learn to make decisions, declare what they believe, know what God's intention is in their life, set godly goals, follow through, be responsible. We can do this, and it'll change a generation, may change a nation, may change the world. That's what we're talking about today. Dr. Randy here, Intentional Living. What do you think? You agree? That's what Intentional Living is about. God's Word is where we go to find intention, right? What is God's intention for parents, grandparents? It's there. What's God's intention for marriage? It's there in God's Word. What about money? What about health, finance, work, the things that matter in our life? They're there. And we get the intention right, then we can set the goals. The goals come in many different shapes, sizes, and colors. But you know what? When they support what ultimately is God's intention for our life, in this case, our kids and grandkids, it's revolutionary and life-changing.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
If you're a hands person, meaning that you kind of view life, the window to your world is getting things done, you love checklists, you love checking things off the list, and then if you do something not on the list, you put it on the list so you can check it off. You know who I'm talking to. The scripture reminds us in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're to labor working with our hands, and then it goes on to say what is good. In other words, making sure that our efforts, the things that are priorities, are done in a way that does good for other people in relationships and in our own relationship with Christ.
You know, the lesson this month from Intentional Living, I call the windows to the world. There's three of them, your head, your heart, your hand. We tend to gravitate toward one or the other. I tend to be more in the head area, analytical, bottom line, just the way God's wired me. Some of you are more heart people. Some of you are hands people. We need all three. And you know what? The lesson this month that has already gone out to our members, to those of you supporting every month, is designed to see that we need to be strengthened in all three of these. Each of these windows gives us a unique view of the world. It'll change your life if you grow all three of these areas. So members, thank you for your support. Members are those who support the ministry. We're listener supported, bottom line. And so when you all continue to support what we do and your gifts, thank you. Your generosity makes a difference. Those who join today, if you'd like to be a part of Intentional Living here at this point in the month, come and join us and we'll make sure we get this out to you by email, both video and audio. And then next month, another teaching that'll be sent to you. Every month, a brand new teaching, encouragement, a lesson from Intentional Living Community to help you on your journey. We need your help, frankly. Your support makes a difference. We're a little behind where we need to be here in this first month of our new fiscal year. So I'll just lay that out there. And I thank you in advance for your support. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Now, the clock is running fast here, Alex, and I got a whole bunch of people who want to talk. So I tell you what, we're going to move through and give you each an opportunity to just briefly tell us something about parenting, what you've learned, one thing that's made a difference to help raise a responsible adult. Let me go to Ricky next in Georgia. Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hey, doctor, how you doing today?
Good. Go right ahead.
So I just wanted to share that, you know, I consider myself a young Christian. I got saved in 2019, and my kids saw a lot of stuff leading up to 2019. What they've witnessed since then is in the face of adversity, a father and a mother that are just doing their best. Me and my wife live our motto by Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's right. And that's just what we do. We don't worry about, I don't force it on my kids. I was blessed to watch my 16-year-old daughter get saved on Father's Day and get baptized yesterday.
Wow.
And it's just letting them see that we are seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. We don't worry. We've been blessed in these last 6 months in such ways that our lives are improving and everything's becoming better and better and better, simply because we put God first in every single thing that we do. And I don't know if, I'm not actively trying to get my kids to do these things. They are just gravitating towards God on their own because of what they see in me and their mother.
Hey, listen, first of all, congratulations. You made a decision in 2019 to come to Christ, give your life to Christ. Sounds like you and your wife together really getting your act together spiritually and saying, hey, this is the way this house is going to run. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And your kids catch it. Did you hear the story? His daughter saved, baptized yesterday. Do you think you make a difference, parent? Do you think that you have as much influence in the life of your child as the world, as TikTok? Do you monitor what's going on, what's coming into your home, what your kids are seeing? Let's face it, we impact each other. We influence each other. And so when I make the statement right out of the chute today that whoever's most intentional is going to win the game,
That's a truism. Is that a word? That's a truism for your family. And Ricky knows it, and he's seen it. He demonstrated in his own life. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let me go to Elaine next in Michigan. That was pretty, yes. That was pretty powerful stuff with Ricky, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Amen.
You know, she taught me everything before she lost her life at 51, but she taught me all the basics before she passed away.
Now, is this your mom?
Yes.
She
taught me all the basics, prayer, save money, everything. But one of the things that stuck with me always is when people got sick or hurt or they died, people would help my mom when she was sick. But she always said, never return an empty dish. Never return that empty dish. You always gave something back.
Mm.
And one thing, we don't do this anymore too much, but it's part of loving your neighbor, and that always stuck with me.
You know what? One of the things that we do at the ministry, we have a love your neighbor emphasis, and we share stories of people loving their neighbors, and there's some really powerful videos at our website, our ministry radio website, of stories. Thinking of the one that the hot dog man from Georgia, I just watched the video the other day. This gentleman and his wife, kids come to the door, knock on the door, and he gives them food, and then the families start coming, and he's ministering to the whole community, and he's got over 100 kids now that they get a chance to minister to, passing it on. I was sitting last night, couldn't sleep. I got up, and I was sitting in the chair thinking about things and writing down, you know, the areas of my life, and I was thinking about the area of generosity, being a generous person. And your mom was teaching you that, Elaine. It's a powerful lesson. It really is. All right. Thank you for your call. Let me go to Dana in Wisconsin. Hey, Dana, how you doing today?
Hi, Dr. Andy. I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific. Go right ahead.
So something that I learned from my family growing up, I went to church. You know, from a really young age, one of my first memories was singing Sunday school songs in the basement church when I was like 3 or 4. But I actually shared with my aunt a year or two ago when we were at a get-together, because my family still gets together, that I remember her singing the Joy, Joy Down in My Heart song.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what a difference like it's made in my life to have that there. And I have one son. I only have one child, but and I teach Sunday school myself now. So they love that song. They just do.
Are you going to sing it for everybody who doesn't know the words?
No.
Come on, Dana.
I'm going to sing it right now.
All right.
There are people my age and that didn't have that, and my parents actually separated when I was at a younger age. And I just wonder, you know, what my life would have been like had I not had that kind of an influence. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have grandparents who, they give their time, they go to all our games, they went to all of our performances, and they, you know, 5 or 6 kids, you can imagine how many grandkids and great grandbabies. And
Yeah. So
anytime there's an opportunity to celebrate, you know, they're celebrating the kids. They're not just Right. Sitting in the room with us. They, you know, that's something. If I didn't have that from them, I know I'd be a different person. I've had, you know, I've been around people where they're like grumbly. They're like, oh yeah, if only I had time to relax or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The negativity.
It can be draining too,
yeah,
to have the energy, but the more like joy you have, like it really is uplifting and it stays with you, and it can stay with you even in through dark times.
All right. You got to join me, Dana. We've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Down in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay, right?
Yep.
There you go. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you so much.
Well, keep sharing it, Dana. Thank you for your story today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Let's see if we have time here. We got Carlos. He's on line 5. Hi, Carlos. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well today. I've been really inspired by hearing your other callers today, too.
I have been, too. Go right ahead.
Yes, mine was basically my mom, and it's still my dad, but my mom passed away when I was 10 years old. She succumbed to cancer, and she battled it for 5 years. And but she was a fighter, and she taught us also to respect, you know, respect people's other opinions and thoughts. Everyone has those. And it really led later on in my life when I actually was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 54. And I was trying to, explain it to my son. You know, he had lost his good friend, best friend, to leukemia. And they were only 10 years old. And I couldn't tell my son that. I was reserved because I knew the pain that he was in. And so, but I told him the day before I was going in, I finally told him, and my little daughter came in and she was like, "Hey, dad, she goes, I says, where you go, can I go?" And it really hit us hard. And I looked at him, I said, "She doesn't understand." But I told her, I said, "You know, Jesus Christ, is she your Lord and Savior?" And she goes, "Well, yes." I says, "Wherever I go, you'll go too." But I said, God wants you to use, God says in the Bible, he gives everyone a measure of faith. I said, and I need your faith, and I need Isaiah's faith, and I need Mama's faith. I need you to pray for me. So you need to exercise your faith. And so then I turned to my son, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I know she doesn't understand Isaiah, but, you know, I said, I need your prayers. Well, then Mama turned around and looked over and said, "Zaren, what are you doing?" And she's sitting on the bed, and she's sitting there, and she's moving her arms back and forth, and she goes, "I'm exercising my faith."
Hey, Carlos, I got to wrap it up, but listen, what a story. You know what? You're teaching more dads who sit on this corner of the bed and talk to their sons and daughters about life, about relationships, about how life works, be a whole lot better than having our face in a screen somewhere. Hey, Dr. Randy here. We have more calls, more comments, and we have time. We're running out of time. Just one thing I want to close with. Can I encourage you as you're training the next generation to kind of ask some questions, get them to role play, what if? Help your kids and grandkids learn about the power of making godly decisions and the source of those decisions and the consequences of making the wrong decisions. Sometimes through a role play, talking about what if, letting them know you're praying for them, listening to them, not always preaching or having to be the boss, you know, but just listen to their heart, what's going on, can be a powerful thing. You're welcome to join in the discussion on our comment line, 888-888-1717, and I'll be back again tomorrow with more from our Intentional Living Center. I got to run. Have a great day.